Let food be thy medicine, said Hippocrates back in the 4th century BC, and modern medicine continues to prove him right millennia later. By now, it's well enough ingrained in us that good health requires good food, but until very recently, that didn't extend to mental health. Scientists are finding more and more evidence that your gut biome can influence the way you think and feel. Local naturopath Jodie Chapman from Advanced Wellness and Behavioural Centre has been working on the gut-brain connection since before it was cool. Jodie, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Very well. Where is this science up to?
In the last few years, they've really discovered how far the bacteria have an impact on the body. They're looking at the diet and how that influences good bacteria and bad bacteria. It comes back to what type of byproducts those bacteria make and how that affects the body. There's different kinds of bacteria. Some produce L-lactic acid, which is helpful to the human body, and some produce D-lactic acid, which is very harmful and very acidic, causes a lot of inflammation and can cause mental health issues.
So are we saying that the bacteria that causes the acidic reaction is likely to have an effect on your mental health?
Absolutely.
What sorts of foods might contain that?
Well, it's more passed on by human feces, so people not washing their hands properly. I see the biggest infection coming from when people travel overseas to countries such as Fiji, Bali, Indonesia, wherever they're not treating the water source, and then they use that water source to water their crops. We go over and visit, stay in the five-star hotels. We pick it up from the food. So it's not airborne and it's not in food. There are different bacteria that are in food, that culture in food, that you can pick up from food that's slightly too old, and that type of bacteria can cause different problems in your gut. But those bacteria that are associated with mental health are coming from other people.
Basically, you're saying good personal hygiene will help your mental health in the end.
Absolutely, that's right. When it comes down to keeping your body in a healthy state, you can at least have a stronger capacity to fight those off if you're eating a healthy diet, if your diet is high in nutritious food, if your immune system is stronger. For those people who do eat a poor diet and their nutrient level is low, your gut lining is meant to hold lots of nutrients that are actually antibacterial, such as high zinc, high iodine levels. Both zinc and iodine are notoriously low in Australian soil. So getting these nutrients in high levels do keep our bacteria levels lower. They keep us stronger against those. High stomach acid is supposed to be the first line of defence against killing off these infections and not allowing them to colonise the gut wall. And we often have digestive problems because of these poor diets that we're eating in this Western culture.
Big believer in washing your hands, of course. But there's a bit of a movement to allow children to play in the dirt, for instance, because we tend to use antibacterial wipes for the kitchen, and we're so clean in some ways that children don't have the chance to build up a resistance to those bacteria. So how does that play into all of this and mental health?
Well, those types of bacteria that you're getting from the environment are not human bacteria, these types of bacteria that cause mental health issues. So building a strong immune system by not being sterile is very, very important. However, you have different cultures in the world who can manage different types of bacterial levels because of their diet and because of the way that they were raised. Say you go over to Fiji, a lot of people, or any of these countries, third world countries, these people have a different level of bacteria to us because they have a different kind of diet to us, firstly. But secondly, we treat our water here. So we sterilise it, basically. So what's happening is we're getting used to a cleaner water system. We're not used to a higher bacteria load of those types of bacteria. So when we do get exposed to those kinds of bacteria, because we're not raised in that environment, it's different for our culture. If you go around the world, all different cultures, because of their different diets, because of their different environments, have different bacterial levels. And that works for them because of the way that they were raised and the way that they live.
People from those cultures that you're talking about, whether it's Fiji or Bali or India or wherever we might visit, given that they have those bacteria continually within their food system and their bodies, does that have any impact on their mental health levels?
The bacteria that I'm talking about that cause mental health issues also causes diarrhea. And we see a lot of travellers' diarrhea when we travel to those countries. However, those people there aren't suffering with the same symptoms of the same bacteria. They deal with it very well. It's normal for their gut. Where when we're not exposed to it in high levels here, because we do sterilise everything, as you were mentioning before, when the ratios change suddenly, those bacteria are producing the lactic acid in the form that mimics our L-lactic acid. And what it does is it takes up the same receptor sites in our brain and anywhere in our body that we use L-lactic acid, and then it amplifies that system, such as cognitive thought and function, emotions. So we can have amplified emotions because of having a much higher lactic acid level all of a sudden, and that causes a small amount of anxiety to all of a sudden become a very large amount of anxiety, or a little bit of sadness to become depression, or it seems to be an amplification, or irritable bowel syndrome when you pick up an infection and you have diarrhea for either weeks on end or months on end. It often comes back to these very same bacteria.
You're listening to ABC Sunshine Coast. Jodie Chapman is my guest, and we're talking about gut bacteria and how that might affect your mental health. Jodie, if somebody listening would like to optimise their health and their mental health without resorting to drugs or visits to an alternative medicine practitioner, what would you advise in terms of your food intake? Is it all about washing vegetables? Or is it about buying locally grown or organically grown vegetables? What would actually help?
If you wanted to live an optimal life, you'd always choose organic over any other type of food source simply because the nutrient levels are high. You would eat high fiber foods, yet not an incredibly rich starch environment. You also need your good proteins and fats. So high fiber can be lots of vegetables and fibrous type vegetables and beans, legumes, things like that. If you were to be high in nutrients such as zinc and iodine, you can keep your antibiotic component up. If you're using things like apple cider vinegar or vinegars, you can keep your stomach acid nice and high. Improving your digestive function improves your ability to fight off those bad bacteria, and then colonising your good bacteria, which when we do originally through breastfeeding, when through birth, if we do happen to have an issue with our good bacteria, sometimes the only option is to use probiotics. You can use fermented foods, and that can help keep the bacteria in the right alignment. However, fermented foods is transient, so it doesn't attach to the gut wall. You really need to colonise with human-strain good bacteria to make that permanent. But if you do colonise that very well, it doesn't have to be long-term. You only do it for a short period of time. Get your system right, stay on a healthy diet, and you can keep it the way you should. From the nutritional point of view, if you can get that right, if you can get the diet right, everything else falls into place. Your liver starts to be more clean, your hormones balance better, you sleep better, so you're not feeling exhausted anymore, and things seem to improve dramatically from there.
The idea that food and bacteria in the gut might affect your mental health, it's all fascinating. Thanks so much for coming in, Jodie, and telling us a little bit more about the work you're doing.
Great. Thank you very much for having me.